how to take legal action against aggressive collectors in Chicago, receiving numerous calls from debt collectors can be intimidating and stressful. In some cases, they do more than just ask for money. They might call repeatedly, leave threatening messages, or say things that make you worried or confused. This is not only annoying, it may also be illegal. If you live in Chicago and are experiencing this issue, you have rights and can take action to fight back. At Justice Consumer Law in Orland Park, IL, we help people who have been mistreated. You don't have to deal with these issues alone, and the best part is, you never have to pay us out of pocket. This blog will explain what's illegal, what you should do next, and how to take legal action against aggressive collectors, all in a simple and stress-free manner. How to take legal action against aggressive collectors in Chicago if you're dealing with constant calls, threats, or pressure from debt collectors in Chicago. It's essential to take the proper steps to protect yourself. Legal action can stop the harassment and hold collectors accountable for breaking the rules. You can take control and move toward peace of mind by understanding your rights, collecting evidence, and working with a trusted consumer law firm. First, know what debt collectors are not allowed to do. Debt collectors are allowed to ask you to pay your bills. However, they must follow the law while doing so. A federal rule called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, says what collectors can and can't do. For example, they can't call you more than 7 times in 7 days. They can't leave robocalls or pre-recorded messages. They can't contact your family or your employer without your permission. They can't keep calling after you tell them to stop. At Justice Consumer Law, we've helped many people who were scared or upset by illegal collection calls. Knowing your rights is the first big step. Start writing down anything that seems familiar. That will serve as your first evidence. Next, start saving evidence. The more proof you have, the stronger your case will be. Collectors who break the rules often hope you won't keep track. But if you save everything, you'll be ready to fight back. Write down the date and time of each call. Save any voicemails, letters, or text messages. Take screenshots of emails. These records are invaluable if you need to take legal action against aggressive collectors later. Even if you're unsure whether a message is illegal, it's better to be safe and keep it. Every detail, no matter how small, could support your case and reveal a pattern of harassment. If you contact us, we'll look at everything and tell you what helps your case the most. Talk to a consumer rights lawyer after you've gathered your information. The next smart step is talking to a lawyer who understands these problems. That's what we do at Justice Consumer Law. We protect people like you from illegal collection behavior and guide you through the legal process with care and experience, ensuring your voice is heard. You won't have to pay anything. That's our promise. If we win your case, the collector has to pay us. If we lose, you owe nothing, no hidden bills, no tricks. We're here to help, and it doesn't cost you anything to ask questions or get started. You can also learn more about how we deal with aggressive collectors by visiting our website. File a complaint and get ready for legal action sometimes. Reporting the collector can make a big difference. You can file a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, or the Illinois Attorney General's office. These government groups watch over criminal collectors and might investigate your report. Taking this step helps your case and protects others facing the same problem. If nothing changes, that's when we help you move forward with a lawsuit. If collectors violate the law, you can order them to stop, and they might even be required to compensate you for the inconvenience they caused. Often, holding them accountable also discourages them from mistreating others in the future. We'll walk you through every step and explain it clearly. You can get legal aid without money. Many people fear legal action because they believe it will be too expensive. But with us, it won't. At Justice Consumer Law, you don't need money to get started, and you won't ever get a bill from us. Our no-win, no-fee approach means you can focus on your case without worrying about financial risks. If we win your case, the collector pays our legal fees. You still don't have to pay anything if we lose. You can defend your rights and find peace of mind. There is no risk. This way, you can hold abusive collectors accountable without adding stress to your financial situation. Do not wait if things are worsening sometimes. Waiting makes things worse. If a collector threatens to take your paycheck, sue you, or ruin your credit, don't wait for help. We can act fast and protect you before anything serious happens. The sooner you reach out, the more options we have to stop the damage and build a strong case for you. If your credit report already has mistakes because of aggressive collectors, we also help with credit reporting issues. You can check and fix your credit by contacting Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion. If you're unsure how to do that, we'll walk through it with you. Correcting these errors can improve your financial standing and give you a fresh start. Conclusion, you're not alone if you're tired of constant calls, stress, and fear. Debt collectors don't have the right to mistreat you. With help from Justice Consumer Law, you can fight back, get justice, and protect yourself without spending a dime. Legal action against aggressive collectors is possible, and it's easier than you think when you have the right team. If you're ready to feel safe and in control again, we're prepared to help. Reach out to Justice Consumer Law today. Let's discuss your rights and how we can stop harassment together. FAQs, what is considered aggressive behavior by a debt collector? If they call you too often, threaten you, use harsh language, contact your job or family without permission, or try to scare you, they may be breaking the law. How can I prove a debt collector is harassing me? Keep notes, save voicemails and messages, take screenshots, and record anything that feels wrong. The more records you have, the better. Does it cost money to hire a lawyer for this? No. At Justice Consumer Law, we only get paid if we win. You don't pay anything if we lose. That's our promise. Can I stop a debt collector from calling me? Yes. You can send a letter asking them to stop contacting you. If they continue to call after that, it may be considered harassment, and we can help. Can fighting back against a debt collector hurt my credit score? No. We can help you fix mistakes on your credit report. Taking legal action is about making things better, not worse.